And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And welcome back. And we have the amazing Susan Lindauer. I will insert a comment here and there, but otherwise, it's your hour, Susan. Tell us what you want to say today. We're ready.
Oops, I'm sorry about that. I thought my mic was on. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I am delighted to be on your show today, Dr. Deagle. I have an interesting, very interesting perspective on what's happening in the Middle East, and I welcome the opportunity to share it with everybody.
Right.
I was the CIA and Defense Intelligence asset, the only asset, mind you.
Right.
The only one covering Libya and Iraq from 1995 to 2003. So I am the person who negotiated the return of the weapons inspectors to Iraq. And I negotiated the Lockerbie trial and the handover of the two Libyans with Ambassador Dorda at the United Nations. And I have just been receiving – I have a very interesting and unusual take on what's happening with the assassination of Soleimani. I believe you can call it an assassination. However, I also believe he deserved it. And I think that your audience is going to – Maybe they'll be up in arms a little bit. They'll be a little bit agitated at first about what I have to say. But I think they will discover that I'm actually basing my intelligence on real connections and real in-depth knowledge. I'm also an anti-war activist. And I believe very strongly in opposing war as much as possible and using diplomacy to solve problems. I believe very passionately, I'm absolutely convinced, because I've been receiving back channel intelligence reports from my sources in Libya for months, and they have been hyper agitated that Turkey and Iran were planning something in order to get President Erdogan into Libya. And now we're seeing it all coming true exactly as my sources in Libya, precisely as they have said, even down to the time. They said it would happen in December, and it would happen in December when President Trump, when Turkey first intervened in – Turkey first invaded Syria, and President Trump – after President Trump pulled out U.S. soldiers and – Turkey invaded, tried to fill in the gap, and President Trump immediately thumped them with sanctions. My friends in Libya, my sources in Libya, are hoping and praying that Trump will do the same thing again now. Because what's happening that you all don't know is that we believe Iran is using the attacks in Iraq and trying to foment the rebellion and active and resistance in Iraq to the U.S. occupation in order to tie down President Trump there while President Erdogan of Turkey invades Libya and sends – they have just note that Turkey just last week on Friday, the same time all this action is going on in Iraq – with Iran, Turkish Congress voted to approve deploying Turkish soldiers into Libya.
Really?
Over the objections. Yes, this was just done on Friday, the same time as this assassination was going on, the same time that Soleimani was going into, and this is why I'm saying, you guys, you just, there's something much bigger going on.
Right.
Turkey is moving to invade Libya for several reasons, and it is a World War III scenario if they do that, because it's not that President Trump is wrong in what he did, but it is Iran and Turkey together.
Right.
And we've been saying this for months, that Turkey and Iran were trying to and so it just everything makes sense that Soleimani had gone to Iraq, and he was in fact urging the the Iranian supporter, Iranian supporters, the Iranian jihadists in Iraq, inside Iraq, to turn it, to ramp up their attacks and their opposition to the Iraqi government. Because remember, for 2 or 3 weeks before this, there's just last, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I think it was, the Iraqi people were agitating against Iran's interference in Baghdad's government, and the Iraqi people were saying, we don't want Iran meddling in our business. And so Soleimani had been urging urged counter protests against the U.S. embassy, trying to turn this back not against Iran but against the United States. And all of this is timed exactly to Turkish action against Libya. Well, of course, Libya has oil. Libya is a secular government. Gaddafi's government was secular all the way down the line. Right. Was a very good government. Now, Gaddafi, I knew Gaddafi. Gaddafi was a wily, foxy kind of guy. And he passionately was devoted to Libyan nationalism.
Right.
He would have been the Trump of Libya. He wanted for his people. He would give them anything. He would fight for them. He would die for them. He was not a dictator. He shared power with 2,000. I mean, it was actually probably the closest thing to true democracy under Libya, under Gaddafi, because Gaddafi had the family clans who made all the decisions together. So it was very difficult to get anything to happen out of Libya, because they would all make decisions and move in unison. And Gaddafi never made any decision without consulting them. Never did it.
That's really fascinating. I have similar stories. That this guy has very high IQ. He believed in giving a relatively free education to all of his people, free health care. In fact, if they had to travel to Europe for health care, he would pay for it.
Yes, yes.
He started primary water research because he got a hold of the primary water people. And 75% of new water in Libya, we had British drilling companies. And when they came in and started attacking, they attracted British drillers that had these giant drill rigs drilling down, and 75% of new lakes and waters and waterways were all primary water. They're water from the oases. And they didn't want this out because they didn't want the word out that primary water was available not only in the Middle East but all over the world, including California and elsewhere. And
the rivers under the Sahara, they are ancient rivers. They're very deep.
Right.
That's true. And they have been buried. They're pure water. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's because it's what's called by... It's from the bathyless deep inside the earth. And what people don't understand is that if we brought that water up, the Sahara Desert would bloom. And he was doing that. And I think, to be honest...
He pushed agriculture. Imagine agriculture, farming in the Sahara Desert. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
The other thing he did, too, is he was recommending a gold standard for all 22 Islamic nations, to bring a gold standard behind all their currencies under one umbrella.
And
so he did a lot of things that ticked off the bankers, right?
He wanted an African Union with an African euro, the equivalent of a euro of a single African, I guess, an African dinar. They would have called it dinar, but it would be the same concept as a euro. All the African nations would have shared one currency that would have been competitive with the euro, and So Gaddafi was brilliant and way ahead of his time and passionately committed to his people. So the people who are now, when Hillary Clinton, idiot Obama, came, they destroyed a secular, stable, prosperous, adventurous, innovative government.
Right.
That was providing great and excellent things for their people. And tragically, it was the young men who were bored. They had been to Europe and they had come back. Some of them had come back and forth from Libya to Europe. And they wanted Libya to be more exciting, and they wanted jihad. They wanted to have an adventure. And they came back and destroyed their society.
Yeah, I know. It's really a terrible thing, isn't it? People don't realize the people of Libya were an ancient empire that was kind of like the counterbalance to the Roman Empire back thousands of years ago.
They were the Phoenicians, weren't they?
Right. They're part of the larger Phoenician Empire that was the boat builders and the explorers of the whole world. People don't understand this about these people. That's why when we think of just because he's Muslim or he's this or that, we kind of put him down just like the senior guy they tortured here about a year and a half ago, that was invested in the Google and was trying to set up Silicon Valley in Saudi Arabia. People don't understand these people, do they? You know them personally, and you know the Gaddafi. I remember the comments by Hillary Clinton after Gaddafi was killed in the back of a truck with a steel rod inserted rectally to his heart. And she said, "We came, we saw, he died." You know, like the Veni, Vidi,
Vici.
Yeah,
they laughed.
She laughed with a cackle that could have... Yeah, yes. And that cackle could have made money. I'm sure if she sold that cackle to Hollywood, she could make bucks on it.
It was truly evil. And here's this woman who claims to be a feminist, who claims to advance the causes of women.
Right.
And she single-handedly, Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, Obama, who everyone's like, oh, Obama, the great Obama. Obama destroyed women's rights. I am a feminist. I'm a true feminist.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want women to have equal rights. And in some areas, women are intellectually and socially superior to men. Men have their own gifts.
Individually, some are good, some are bad. You can look
exactly.
At
now, the thing about Libya.
A lot of women are terrible.
Right. He was putting forth education for women to go to medical school and university and engineering and everything. And which is, you know, really, and people don't understand, Islam is not a single edifice. There are 16 different subgroups, and depending on the leader, like in Libya, and they had to get rid of them. It's part of their PNAC documents.
Well,
now
here, let me interrupt you right
there.
Go ahead. Libya had more women doctors than men doctors. And
exactly.
All women were given the same rights of education and rights in marriage that we take for granted, rights of employment, the rights to control their own money, to have their own bank accounts. Women had that power.
And they had the right to drive, too, drive a vehicle, too.
Absolutely. They could drive cars. They did not require men to take care of them. Now, the first action, this is so important, when the very first action of the new government imposed by Hillary Clinton and Obama, the first order of business declared that they were stripping away all women's rights, that henceforth women would be required to obey the Sharia. There would be no rights of employment, no rights to hold money, no rights in divorce, no rights in marriage.
Wow.
Now think about this. No rights in marriage to say, no, I don't want to marry you. I mean, you can't even imagine how these
people... that's horrendous.
It is barbaric 7th century, and Hillary Clinton and that idiot Obama did this. Okay, so what happened was, historically, Gaddafi dies, Hillary imposes a Muslim Brotherhood government on Libya. There are militias, there is massive thievery, we've got Libya's arms and weapons caches being sent to Syria. All of these bad things happen.
Right. In fact, Benghazi was actually the weapons cache, and the Libyans were trying to resist that weapons cache transfer, and that's what happened in Benghazi, wasn't it?
Now, my sources in Libya had infiltrated. These are the old intelligence. This is what's going to strike you. It's actually fascinating. My old sources are Gaddafi's old intelligence, in part. Not all, but in part.
Right.
They had infiltrated the Benghazi compound. It was Gaddafi's sources who were inside with... Are we coming up to break?
Yeah, we got to wait another minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Gaddafi's people had infiltrated the ISIS fighters. Gaddafi's people contacted AFRICOM and offered to escort Navy SEALs into the compound to make the arrest.
Okay. Keep that thought. We'll be right back. We want to repeat that when we come back, Jess, isn't
it? Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you have... have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
my mother's side. Okay, we're coming back. We have Susan Lindauer. Susan, you've got lots more to talk about, and I'm just going to be quiet here until I have a certain nice little go, Susan comment.
Yeah, I don't want to get stuck talking about Gaddafi or Benghazi.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about. It'll connect the dots. Go ahead.
Okay, let me connect the dots for you. What I believe, the only reason I mentioned Benghazi is I wanted you to know that it was my sources who are giving me all of this superior intelligence on what's been happening and what the game run is. Those are her bona fide, what we call bona fides in intelligence.
Right.
So that's why it matters. I'm not going to go off on a Benghazi dialogue or a Gaddafi. We're done talking about that.
Right.
But I just needed to explain to you who these people are. They are secularists. They are Muslims. They have a deep, they're tied to the tribal, the Libyan tribes. Okay.
Right.
There are 2,000 of those. Okay. Now, what they have been saying and what we believe is happening right now is that Iran has been using unrest in Iraq, in Baghdad, trying to trap the United States and get the United States tied down in that conflict and agitated so that the United States would be handicapped, crippled, and blocked from being able to take any sort of action exactly at the moment that Turkey invades Libya. These are very cunning people. This is a unified front. Iran and Turkey together. People don't understand. They think that we in the United States think Sunni versus Shiite. And they don't see it that way. They see it as the obedience to Islamic structure and Sharia versus secularism and humanism, which they oppose deeply. So I once met Osama bin Laden, and he told me himself that he hated Gaddafi because Gaddafi was a socialist, not a true Muslim. And he thought that Ahmed Jibril in Beirut, who founded the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, the PFLP, which is the militant arm of Hezbollah, that the militant arm of Hezbollah, which is Shiite, that Ahmed Jibril was the greatest fighter against Israel who ever lived. And he admired him profoundly. Now, some people say, but wait a minute, that cannot be true because Osama bin Laden created Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda is Sunni. But Al-Qaeda, which is Sunni, yes, it is, but it is based on Hezbollah. It is the Sunni version of the PFLP, and which Osama bin Laden admired enormously. So do not get distracted by the Sunni Shiite stuff, because what's happening right now is that Iran and Turkey together are pushing to get into Libya. They want to use Libya as a base for attacking Turkey. We're getting a lot of static.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Yeah.
A lot of static.
Yeah, I'm not generating here. Maybe it's you're being hacked into it, because again, your shows are pretty important to get this information out, especially about the latest.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, keep continue, please. Don't worry about it. They're going to remove the noise here at the studio. Go ahead.
Okay. But Turkey and Iran are united together. Do not get distracted by, aren't they Sunni, Shiite? Which side are they on? No. They're for Islamic Sharia. They are in favor of Islamic the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
That's what they support.
Now,
they are bringing in. Now listen, don't please let me finish.
Yeah,
they are. They are importing. They have. This is raw intelligence. Belhaj, who is a terrorist, once locked up in Guantanamo prison, is right now in Turkey deploying ISIS fighters who were in Syria, and he's shipping them, he's flying them, transporting them on his own private airlines from Turkey. He owns an airlines now.
Whoa.
And he owns an airlines in Turkey, and he's flying them from Turkey into Misrata, Libya, three flights a day.
Wow.
Every single day. So it's about approximately 500 ISIS fighters from Syria who, because Turkey had been supplying ISIS with bombs and weapons and money and all this, that was financed by Syria's stolen oil, which Turkey had tried to seize.
Right.
Now, Turkey is now Belhaj has already started flying the, you know, for the past 2 weeks this has been going on. The past 12 days, 10 to 12 days they've been doing this in advance of the Turkish invasion. Turkey on Friday, the Congress passed a law, Turkish Congress passed a law agreeing to the deployment of Turkish soldiers into Libya for the sake of propping up the Muslim Brotherhood government called the GNA, the Government National Accord, okay? That is backed by the United Nations, but critical importance, it was defeated in elections in, I think, 2016. It's been a while. But when they were defeated, this is Barack Obama's government. And when what happened was, after Hillary Clinton destroyed Libya, the people of Libya were forced to accept a Muslim Brotherhood government.
Right.
And this went on for a couple of years. And finally, the people agitated so hard and so long, they were forced to have. They could not stop elections from taking place. They did it as long as they could. The Muslim Brotherhood government, forcible puppet dictatorship imposed on Libya by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Shame on you, Democrats. They imposed this on the people. Once there was an election, the people voted to defeat the Muslim Brotherhood and a secular government was installed by election vote in Tobruk. Now, originally, Obama, being a scoundrel that he is, said, well, I guess we have to accept the results of the people. Darn. This isn't what we wanted. Don't
right.
they really want to have Muslim Brotherhood in control? And the Muslim Brotherhood, the government, the elected government in Tobruk, which is now represented by General Haftar. General Haftar is not a dictator. That is a mass media propaganda lie. General Haftar represents what's called the House of Representatives. He is appointed general by the House of Representatives, and they have declared a determination to push out the Muslim Brotherhood government, which refused to surrender power after their defeat in the elections. They said, well, you didn't vote for us. We don't care. We're not going away. We refuse to give up our power. And so idiot Barack Obama, idiot Joe Biden, terrible leadership, opposed the will of the Libyan people. And they said that they were going to force Libya to accept.
Right. There seemed to be a dark alliance between Barack Obama. I also saw this happening in Egypt. Didn't they? Similar things happened in Egypt a few years ago during
That's
Obama.
Right. So what is happening
ahead.
Now? So what is? But this is very important because everybody.
Right.
This is next week. What I'm saying to you is going to be life or death because this is a World War III scenario. Turkey and Iran. They're making trouble for the United States, making trouble for Trump. Exactly at the moment, this impeachment fiasco is going on. this impeachment hoax, and you want to know what damage they did, this impeachment hoax has emboldened our enemies, goaded our enemies to attack strategic positions favored by the United States while President Trump is believed to, while they expect President Trump to be tied up in this ridiculous impeachment, and they're trying to get all this stuff through while he's tied up, while he's forced to deal with that over there.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? Because I have predictions, but I'd like to hear yours. Go ahead.
Okay, forget the impeachment right now.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, what do you predict is going to happen? Because I've got some suspicions from talking to Greg Ford, and go ahead.
Okay, what matters right now is there's going to be a war, a major war. Turkey is the Libyan people have requested the United States to do three things. As of last week, they passed it through me. And I'm telling you something that you should be reading about on Associated Press and CNN. But Haftar's government has requested that President Trump will do three things. He will recognize the government. He will stop President Trump will revoke recognition of the United Nations backed government called the National Accord. Okay, the General National Accord, which was defeated in the elections. So what the people are saying is, we want you to support the elected House of Representatives and stop supporting the defeated government of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, the defeated government of the Muslim Brotherhood, the president is named al-Sarraj. He has already fled Libya to go to London with his family. As they say, he's eating chocolates in London.
Oh,
while he's eating chocolates in London, they hate him. He is absolutely hated. Al-Sarraj is a government in exile. He's not even in Libya, but he's the one from London. He has asked Turkey.
Turkey, now there's an interesting individual we're coming to break here. I'd like you to touch on it. Adnan Oktar. I think he's a player there with Erdogan. What do you think?
I don't know who that Oktar is. I don't know.
He's the guy that considers himself the Mahdi.
Oh, I don't want to go into that. I really don't. I'm sorry. What's going to happen, though, is that Turkey is getting ready to invade Libya and send in soldiers into Libya, which is going to happen in the next 7 to 10 days, and already ISIS is there. So the first thing they want is that the United States will recognize the elected government. And I want you all to know, Haftar is not a dictator. He is the general of the Libyan National Army, which is the official army of the elected representatives, and he is promising to hold new elections as quickly as possible once this matter is done. So there's going to be elections. If the people of Libya have their way, there will be new elections. There will be a new House of Representatives, and it will all go forward peacefully. But the Muslim Brotherhood knows that they have no support in the country, and they require foreign intervention to come in and prop them up. The other thing is, they're asking for sanctions against the Libyan people want Trump to put sanctions on Turkey to punish Turkey and tell them to stay out of their country. And the third thing is, the people of Libya want military advisors to help them fight ISIS, to train them how to fight ISIS, who are definitely being moved from Syria into Libya. So they're big issues.
Yeah. In other words, the real issue is this former leader who lives eating chocolates in London asked Turkey to invade, is what you're saying. Amazing analysis. Back in a couple minutes. Stay tuned. Susan Lindauer, CIA agent and truth teller, is here. Get her book. We'll be back in a moment to announce how to get it.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Very sad, it sounds like what you're saying from Iran. And welcome back. We have another 15 minute segment here. By the way, at any time you want to do some audio after the show too, or some other time, we should have you back on soon, Susan. I think you're planning on something after something goes on with the impeachment stuff. But this segment, tell us what's next, because there's a lot of moving parts.
Okay. Well, I think that it's very important to talk about that a lot of people have wondered why the impeachment was such a dangerous thing to do. And I've just been so irate over that. People have been really angry. Some of my social media friends have got very upset with me, like, why are you so upset about this impeachment? But I knew what was going to happen, that it would be such a provocation that would be an irresistible temptation for our enemies to make real trouble. And the problem is, it's easy to start a war. It is very difficult to get out of one.
Right.
And what's happening is that right now they really are, that the Muslims, the Qataris, the Saudis, the even though the Saudis and Iran, they're on other opposite sides of the coin, it's still the single coin that is the fact that they want Sharia law everywhere. Islam is dictatorial. They hate independence. They hate freedom. They are not, you know, the radical Islam. They need to have control over every human life. They do, you know, and they're highly, hyper punitive of those people who oppose them. And so what's happening in Syria, where the Syrian government had to drive them out, is now a situation where, to be perfectly honest with you, if President Trump cannot take action to support the Libyan National Army and Haftar, they will have no choice but to go to Russia. They will have to go to Russia because they've got to have help from a superior power. What Turkey wants to do is exploit Libya as a very unhappy and unwilling force in order to launch attacks on Tunisia and Egypt. Libya is sandwiched right between those two countries.
Right.
So what they're looking at is they want to have an Islamic caliphate using Libya as a beachhead to make incursions and military assaults on Tunisia and Egypt and fight to overthrow those governments. They want to have an Islamic caliphate that will run from Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, etc., all the way down to Sudan and include Niger and Chad and all of these.
Oh, yeah.
So that the whole African continent will become forcibly Sharia,
exactly.
Muslim Brotherhood. And that's the game here. So
are they trying to manipulate Russia into...
It is a World War III scenario.
Are they going to pull Russia into that deal? Because it sounds like they're trying to...
get the United States to do something. I've been trying to get... I've been pleading for... I don't know. I know that my messages are being received.
Right.
And I'm very glad to say that President Trump has got his leaks under control.
Right.
And they're looking at... But I'm also... I'm concerned. I'm doing this interview and a couple of others because I want to make sure that it's discussed that Iran and Turkey are together, unified, for a move against Libya. And there's a purpose to it because Libya is a base for launching into Europe. And so is Morocco and Algeria. So the every bit of unrest that they can establish in and having a Muslim Brotherhood block of nations, of unhappy nations, but they're still going to be forced at the sword, forced to submit by the sword or executed. They're already doing beheadings in Libya.
Right.
Okay? ISIS is already there because Belhaj has been sending in 500 ISIS fighters a day. But what they're going to do then is launch attacks into Europe. And they're going to Erdogan is supposed to have told Hamas that he will send money and jihadists, weapons to Palestine to start a war on Israel. And Turkey has ambitions always. Cyprus, Malta, all of these countries will be consumed in this war, and they're going to try to. They just cannot control themselves. This is an aggressive.
Both of us are anti-war, and what you're saying here is the cake is being set, and the match is near the cake to blow this up. And it's not just a regular cake; it's a cake of explosives.
Yeah.
And I also hear the words that I have from my sources that Israel is ready to bomb the Bashar reactor. Now they made a statement in the last few days that Iran They're not going to adhere to even the 2015 agreement they made with European countries not to enrich to make weapons-grade uranium or their missiles. And they don't have the some of the aspects that Turkey has in terms of their combine. But if Iran tries to strike Israel with advanced missiles and so on, Israel is going to bomb the Bashar reactor. And what I'm worried about is an Ezekiel 38-39 thing where Russia's hauled by hooks in their jaw. It says, I am against you, O Gog. Chish, Rinza, Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh, which is Moscow, Tobolsk, Rus, or the red-haired Eastern Vikings called the Rus or Russians. People don't realize something is starting to happen in 2020 that's very scary, isn't it?
It is a World War III scenario. But right. I want to say I am anti-war, and I do believe Trump did the right thing. People say, what? No, you're supposed to hate Trump. And this is why people hate me, because they don't hate me, but they get very frustrated with me because I don't do things the way that they expect, but I'm always right.
Right. I know.
I've been doing this a long time. I'm not distracted by extraneous things at all. There's extraneous factors that pop up, and I'm pretty good at zeroing where things are really going.
How did Soleimani and the distraction of Soleimani, happen?
What happened was Soleimani, Trump is absolutely right to have killed him. Soleimani went into Baghdad for the purpose of delivering a strategic plan for using pro-Iranian forces inside Iraq, pro-Iranian militias inside Iraq, to attack the United States in order to keep the United States tied down in Iraq while Turkey's making its big move into Libya. Because once Turkey can start this war in Libya, there's a whole new warfare front opens up. And it's devastating. It's horrible. So we have to stop Turkey today. And I am calling on if there's anybody in the CIA who's listening to this, what we need are sanctions. There's got to be, and I'm not somebody who usually likes sanctions. And people are like, wow, that doesn't sound like you, Susie. But I'm telling you, you need heavy sanctions. Senator Lindsey Graham had a package of tough sanctions that he was ready to impose on Turkey when it invaded Syria, and they forced Turkey to back out of Syria. That same package, President Trump could save the world major trauma if he would call up Erdogan and say, you MF-er, you make a move on Libya, we're going to use those same sanctions, we're going to bury you in sanctions, it'll be harder than we're going to hit you with sanctions you've never even imagined. And this Belhaj guy, he needs to be hit with a drone. That would be somebody you could hit with a drone. I would have no trouble with that. This guy is dangerous. He is active. He is an active leader of ISIS in Turkey. He is a mastermind of moving with Iran, with the Muslim Brotherhood, trying to get ISIS fighters transported from Syria into Libya. And it's a long-term plan that involves taking over all of northern Africa. So we need to take action today.
But you know, he's
got to be able to handle both conflicts at the same time. And I'm getting angry at the Democrats. They're like trying to limit Trump's power to attack Iran.
Have you got a backdoor to get through to Trump? Because I believe if you spend an hour with Trump, his policies would sharpen and get more accurate. I think he's on the right track. But I'll tell you where I'm concerned about this. Who's running ISIS? Well, you have to understand there's some dark forces inside our Special Activity Division of the CIA and other globalists that are actually in cahoots with ISIS.
I understand. Yeah. And Turkey is a dangerous ally. How could we call Turkey an ally? Turkey should never have been allowed into NATO. I have this what Libya thinks is going to happen is Turkey is going to invade Libya, and then when Libya fights back, the Turkish forces in Libya will say, "Oh, you have to, United States, we're your NATO ally, and we're under attack for our invasion of Libya. You have to come join us and help us smash down the Libyan people."
I don't think that's going to happen. I have a feeling that Trump is starting to discern this. And Erdogan is a really dangerous guy. He built the largest palace in human history in Turkey. This guy is an egomaniac monster, isn't he?
Erdogan. Yes, he is. He's a lunatic. He's a dangerous lunatic that we have not. I mean, Saddam Hussein has nothing on Erdogan.
Right.
Nothing.
Right. Well, what about what do you think is next? Because they're now saying there's going to be a lot of cyber attacks by Iranian cyber hackers. What I'm concerned is there needs to be a dialogue too between Trump and Putin, because they want to start pulling Putin to back Iran, because I think one of the next moves, if Iran decides to start sending missiles into Israel.
No, listen, Putin will not back Iran. Putin will not do that.
I know that. I can see it.
Putin will not, because what's going to happen is Putin is more likely, if we do not support Libya, the Libyans will go into, will then turn to Russia. And they will ask Putin to defend them from invasion from foreign forces, and to defend them from ISIS, and to defend them from foreign invasion.
Right.
And then we will cede our authority. And that is the problem that we have, is that Trump is right in many respects, because this is we should not be the world's police. But at the same time, we have the economic muscle, and we need to be ready to invoke it on sanctions. We can help by recognizing the elected government of Tobruk and telling the Muslim Brotherhood, "Hey guys, you were defeated 3 years ago, 4 years ago. You are done. You're out. It's time for you to pack up and go home. And we're not going to give you the recognition that idiot Obama did."
Yeah,
and I know a lot of Democrats listening to this, but this is a World War III scenario because of what Turkey and Iran together are up to. And the knee jerk support for Iran is not helpful.
Right.
Is not appropriate either.
Right.
Iran is a very oppressive, culturally oppressive government. And they
look how many people they killed in the last few weeks just with their own citizenry. It's obscene.
Yeah, it really is.
I honestly think that and we see similar things with this young prince of Saudi Arabia wanting to kind of go back from extreme Wahhabism. People don't realize Wahhabism is a sense being imposed on them, isn't it?
Oh yeah, they hate it. They hate it. They're fighting back. But this is where we have trauma. So I would love to after this all turns out to be true, I'll come back and talk on your show again.
Sounds good. Amazing revelations. Wow. You've heard from Susan Lindauer. Your book again is called
Extreme Prejudice.
And it's Landauer. Get that book. Read it, people, before she comes back. Coming up next, we have Josh Bernstein for two segments. Thank you, Susan. Amazing show today.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow, we have Ryan Back and Greg Ford and John W. Spring with latest contacts with President Trump. He needs to listen to John W. Spring. We're close to catastrophe. 2020 is the year of unveiling.